The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need some advice, I think, but this might make Erica cry.
Oh, no.
You know those moments where you're in a conversation and then like later on you're like, oh, I should have said this. You think of everything. This is a little like that where it's too late. But what should I have done in this situation? I was out in my backyard and the neighbors behind us were, he was also outside. He's kind of an older man.
Here we go.
I do not like this already.
There's no death.
Okay.
No, but just sad, lonely man. Yeah.
So he's out and we're doing the neighbor talk, the over the fence, you know, the old, like the home improvement guy.
You're a little,
you know?
Like this the whole time.
A little bit. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's great. You know? And we're talking and where's your wife and stuff? And he says, well, and she's actually originally from London. They went over to England. So they're visiting England with my daughter and a few of them went over to say, and this man says, you know, we're both getting at the age. This is the last time she'll be able to go.
Oh my God.
Which is very heavy. I was not.
But why? You can still go.
Why didn't he go with?
I don't know.
He's had some
health issues. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they listen. I don't know, but I just.
But why can't you still go? I mean, I've been on a plane and seen like a 96-year-old woman on it.
Sure,
you know?
But when it's not enjoyable, when you can't sightsee, maybe you're in England and you want to go walk around and you just can't get around in the cobblestone streets. I'm just assuming. I've never been there.
So I'm very happy that she did get to go at least one more time. And she's fine. She's fine, everyone. But I was hit. I was not expecting him to say that at all. And it's just, you know, I'm out in the backyard picking up dog poop and all of a sudden you're chatting and he hits you with it. And what should I have said? Is there anything to say or do you just kind of go?
Good? I mean, I don't think he was fishing for the no.
No.
No, I think like, he was just having an honest conversation. Yeah. And I think when people get a little bit older, they just like come to terms with that.
Mm.
I don't. I do not like when people talk about those things. It stresses me out.
Yeah, because he's just given up.
Well, no.
Kind of.
Hold on, Slacker.
No, but a little bit. Like you do, like he's given up on a certain part of life. I'm not saying he's, but he might be shopping for burial plots or whatever, but like you do, I would assume you do get to a place.
But don't we all, like, life is about things that just never happen again.
Yeah.
Like you give up on picking up your kids one day, physically.
You mean
in your
physically,
arms.
Okay.
You give up on staying out late or something. I'm still working on it, but you give up on like these things and it just means you're moving on from that phase of your life. It's not always like because you want to die.
No, but like there are certain things you give up. Because, like you said, like staying out late, you're just like, well, you don't, there's not a value in it for you anymore,
right.
But you could do it.
But
this is one of those things where it's like, I can't do it. He's like, the idea of being in a plane for 15 hours.
There's not value in it. It's not worth that.
But I don't think he could physically handle it anymore. You get to a point I didn't see the like for me to sit for 15 the flight to Brazil became problematic for me just from all the damage I've done to my body, not from the age. It was just like body damage. And then it's like, well, if we're gonna go, I'm gonna sit up front and lay down. But this guy's like, there's probably no way to get him there. I don't know what you say to somebody who drops that hammer on you.
I was so caught off guard. I think I just was like, oh, that's great. You know,
I do think the correct answer is like, it's really great that she went.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
So you did. You only missed it a little.
But then I weirdly feel guilty too because I'm younger and it's a cool moment. They're the sweetest people ever, but you're just like, oh no, don't accept. You're good. You're fine, right?
Right.
Like, don't accept.
I don't know what the. I'd but love then to
if
hear
if he has just come to terms with it, and there's something kind of beautiful in that. They've been married forever. They've got kids and grandkids, and this is the stage we're at, and that it's kind of cool that they have wrap their heads around it.
And like, what a blessing it is that they have lived that long. Yeah, and they do get to go. So but
303-222-5423. I'm genuinely asking people to text in with what you should say. Because I am the most awkward. I would be like, no.
Right,
like,
and I don't think that's what he wanted.
No, it's not. Yeah. So like somewhere between good.
Like, oh, good.
There you go.
That'll do it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.